You're listening to Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow. Up first, tiny synthetic dreadlocks. Researchers created nanofibers that will spontaneously twist into intricate braids, according to a new study in the journal Science. It only happens under certain conditions, though. The nanofibers are dunked in liquid, and as the liquid evaporates, the hairs pull together, wrapping around each other. My next guest says it's just like how dreadlocks form. And the nanonauts stay twisted, which means they could be used for energy storage or adhesives or, well, we'll find out what other kinds of uses these tangled and untangled nanoparticles might be good for. Here to tell us more about what we might do to these and how we might use these self-braiding fibers is Joanna Eisenberg. Dr. Eisenberg is a professor of material science, chemistry, and chemical biology and a professor at Harvard University. And you can watch these nanofibers do their thing on our website, sciencefriday.com, where it is our sci-fi pick of the week. Hi, welcome to Science Friday.
How do you do? My pleasure to be there.
Have these braids been like these ever been observed in nature before?
In nature, yes. Nature is full of examples of spiral braided structures. But in synthetic milieu, in experimental work, we can only produce spirals, or at least mostly we can produce spirals, either on very small molecular scale or on a very large scale.
Mm-hmm. These are really tiny little braids, nanofibers.
These are very little braids. Indeed, they resemble dreadlocks, but exactly 1,000 times smaller.
They're more like a million times smaller, wouldn't they? they're nanotechnology. They could be a billion times smaller.
They can.
Yeah. How do you get the braids? How do you get them to twist and just the way you'd like them to?
That's, first of all, a lot of fun to try to do it. I'm working a lot in trying to control pattern formation at any length scale. So we know that brush, for example, paintbrush, when you submerge it in the liquid, the bristles come together. So there is nothing new there.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to look at this issue and see whether we can make it curl, if we want. So we designed them where everything about these structures is carefully controlled. Their geometry, liquids that we use for assembly, and how adhesive they are. And when all the parameters are chosen just right, which is not that easy, by the way, then these braids really want to have maximum contact possible, which means they curl around each other.
Mm-hmm. And is there a way to predict how the braid's going to work before you make them curl?
We're looking at it right now, and yes, indeed, it can be predicted when one looks on this tiny interplay, very important balance between how flexible the hairs are, how adhesive these hairs, and how strong is the evaporation front.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you wet something and you sort of take a hair dryer and dry it, and like your hair forms in little knots. These things form in little knots too.
That's right. But when we dry our hair, we do something with it. In this case, what is interesting, it's self-assembles. You just let it be there, and it's on its own. It gets from the crew cut hairstyle right into the dreadlocks.
And looking at the video you sent us that we have featured on our website at sciencefriday.com, it looks like you can embed what look like tiny little beads into the braids too.
That's right. That's in fact one of the illustrations that, in addition to absolutely unique and interesting science, that one fundamental science, there are a whole range of applications. So these hairs, when they assemble, they very tightly attach to everything around. So if you spread beads at the time of assembly, they will be caught by these assembling hair, and they will stay in very intimate contact so that you can try really hard to remove them, and unlikely that you will be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. The fact that these are tightly wound up much means they're storing a lot of energy in there.
That's right. And that's one of the potential applications, is that one can store energy in these knots. The other application, that the fact that we can grab particles, we can think about using it for capture and release systems, for example, in drug delivery. There are other applications. As these hair assemble, they change the distances between them, which means they change optical properties. So they suddenly change color during the assembly, or they change the way they reflect light.
So you can make, depending on how you can interweave them, you could, they're sort of like butterfly wings, which reflect the light differently to make the colors instead of having a pigment.
That's a wonderful, it's exactly what I would like to say, that it resembles the way nature assembles things and how these affect color in mm-hmm. butterfly wings, in beetles, and in a whole range of other wonderful organisms.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about anything, any practical possibilities. The fact that these hairs, they can twist and grip something tightly, I would imagine making them into an adhesive would be something you'd think about.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Adhesive is the first thing that we shown in our paper, that it can grab particles and stay adhered very strongly to surfaces due to this mechanical interlocking that results from this assembly.
Mm-hmm.
The other applications related to the fact that they change color and change optical
right.
properties. So we will and will certainly have a lot of research trying to control photonic properties of these structures, just like mm-hmm. butterfly wings have all these varieties of structures and a whole gamut of colors.
Now, these are they're purely mechanical devices, right? They change mechanically. Do their electrical properties change too? I mean, could you unravel them with an electric charge or a current or something?
That's a good question, and there is a possibility to do that. Depending which material we use to generate these hair-like structures.
Mm-hmm.
So these hair-like structures can be made out of magnetic material, so they can be then either assembled or disassembled using a magnetic field. We can grab magnetic particles with them and then using magnetic field remove the particles and disassembly will happen.
Mm-hmm.
They can be made out of a polymer, in particular electroactive polymer, then electric field can be used to affect the assembly.
So you could have maybe a storage device, permanent memory or something like that.
Mechanical memory.
Yes.
That's right.
And so you could carry these around. Here's a question coming in from Second Life from Riata, who says, do they have strength under tension or compression particularly?
That's an interesting question. We haven't yet looked at that. It's really a first study in this area. It just shows the new phenomenon. We would certainly look at this. They are braided in such a way, and I would really like those who are interested to take a look at the web pages. It's not an easy way to describe them when the images are so telling.
Yeah, we have the images up. You have the images up on your site. We have them up at sciencefriday.com. It sounds to me like you have discovered something looking for a use and looking for more uses for them. You have a product that's looking for possibilities.
That's one way to look at this. There is another way to look at this.
Yes.
If we look what is happening now in sciences, there is a wonderful merger between physical sciences and biological sciences. So there is a whole range of new interesting problems in the emerging field of functional self-assembly and pattern
mm-hmm.
formation.
Mm-hmm.
So not only we're looking for applications, but we're looking for new science that can describe biological phenomena or self-assembly phenomena that hasn't been yet described.
Yeah, because, you know, we usually try to steal the stuff that nature does, and we look at sponges and things like that, or we look at how the self-assembly occurs in nature. You've got self-assembly here that's mechanical that you've created. And possibly find a way to interact it with biology?
The whole interest in this field, at least interest in my group, it's always some kind of bio inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
But what my research shows that it's never one-way road.
Yeah.
Usually, we take interesting lessons from biology and they help us produce new materials. But surprisingly, we sometimes have some interesting understanding or describe a phenomenon in synthetic system that helps us understand biological systems.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably that case, that it's not that we're mimicking biology, but rather have a phenomenon that can potentially describe mm-hmm. as a whole range of biological features.
So where do you go from here?
There is a lot of science in front of us. We will like to understand what is going on there. From there, we will, in parallel, of course, try to use this approach, this new phenomenon, to control pattern formation and use it for capture and release systems, use it to create an efficient adhesive, use it to create tunable, dynamic optical structures that change color or other optical properties mm-hmm. at will.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, we wish you good luck to you.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure to be here.
This is not something we can do in our home chemistry set yet, is it?
That's right. The other thing with yeah. this would be just to use it, maybe to put it on the wall.
You could paint it on the wall or something.
That's right, because it's so... You can do it any setting you want.
And you could just change the colors by depending on what you put on there.
That's correct.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That's very interesting, Dr. Eisenberg. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
It's my pleasure.
Dr. Joanna Eisenberg, Professor of Material Science, Chemistry, and Chemical Biology, and Radcliffe Professor at Harvard University, talking about these nanofibers that twist into dreadlocks. If you want to see them, it's kind of hard to see what they are like. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com. It's the video's up there, the Science Friday's Pick of the Week. It's up there all week, so you don't have to drive off the road now and take a look. But you can see it later on when you get home. We'll be right back after the short break. Stay with us. We'll talk about swindlers, why they're so successful, and how they even take in a psychologist who studies them. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from NPR News.